Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode for the Follow English podcast. Today is March the 5th. Right now it's 3 p.m. and the temperature is around 25 degrees. It's cloudy outside. My name is Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre, from the south of Brazil. Today I want to talk a little bit about the upcoming World Cup. First, I want to give you some background information about the history of World Cups and then talk a little bit about the upcoming World Cup in Brazil. Well, right now, we have 99 days before the opening match, which is going to be Brazil versus Croatia on the 12th of June in São Paulo. This is going to be the 20th World Cup of all times. 32 national teams have already qualified for the World Cup. This means that we already have all the groups and everything else. This is going to be the second World Cup in Brazil. The first one was in 1950 when we had the famous Maracanazo, which was the match in which Uruguay beat Brazil 2-1 in the final match. So, well, now I'm going to go over quickly the groups and maybe talk a little bit about the groups. So in Group A, we have Brazil, Croatia, Mexico, and Cameroon. It looks easy. The other teams apart from Mexico, yes, but we never know because, Cameroon sometimes becomes a strong team, you know. They are not a very traditional team, but they can become difficult. Mexico is a difficult match for Brazil, but I still believe that Brazil will qualify first in this group, yes. Then in Group B, we have Spain, the Netherlands, Chile, and Australia. Spain and Netherlands being two very strong teams who played the final match back in 2010 in South Africa. But then Chile is not doing very well right now, and Australia, you know, it's a weak national team. Then Group C, we have Colombia, Greece, Ivory Coast, and Japan. Again, all of them, I would say, are medium to weak teams. Then Group D, we have Uruguay, Costa Rica, England, and Italy. So England and Italy being stronger national teams. And Uruguay sometimes, again, can have a strong team. In the last World Cup, Uruguay were fourth place, if I'm not wrong. Then Group E, we have Switzerland, Ecuador, France, and Honduras. Well, let's say France and Ecuador would be the stronger teams here, in my opinion. But again, Switzerland sometimes can make the matches difficult. Sometimes it's difficult to score goals against Switzerland. And Honduras is a big surprise. Yeah, let's see how they do. Then Group F, we have Argentina, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Iran, and Nigeria. This is an easy group for Argentina, in my opinion. Nigeria can play tricks, you know, but apart from that, I think it's quite an easy group for Argentina. Group G has Germany, Portugal, Ghana, and United States. In my opinion, basically, here we will have Germany and Portugal qualifying. The African teams are hard to tell in advance, so Ghana may become a strong team as the tournament moves on. And United States sometimes is a hard match to win, but they're never a brilliant team. Then Group H, we have Belgium, Algeria, Russia, and South Korea. Belgium seems to be doing quite well. I'm saying that because of the qualifying for the World Cup. But then, again, here I would say that these are medium to weak teams. So this is it. These are the eight groups that we will be having in the World Cup. Now I'll ramble about some curiosities about the World Cup. So as I mentioned before, this is going to be the 20th World Cup of all times. Brazil is the national team which has won more times. Yeah, we have won five times: 1958, 1962, 1970, and 1994 and 2002. So these are the five titles Brazil has. We also managed to be runners-up in two occasions: 1950, the Maracanazo, and 1998, when we lost against France. Third place a couple of times as well, 1938 and 1978. In fourth place only once, back in 1974. So then Italy has been champion four times: 1934, 1938, 1982, and 2006. And then we have Germany with three titles, Argentina two titles, Uruguay two titles, France, England, and Spain with one. And then we have the Netherlands with three. They managed to be three times runners-up. In the Czech Republic, twice the runners-up. So the Czechoslovakia by that time, yes, 1934 and 1962. Another curiosity is about the attendance. So the best attendance was back in 1994 in the United States, with a total attendance of 3.5 million in the 52 matches. It was also the last World Cup with only 52 matches. From then on, we always have 64 matches. So the average attendance per match was 68,991 spectators. And hopefully we will have a better attendance now in Brazil. Another curiosity is that Europe has 10 titles and South America has 9 titles. Then I'm just adding up the titles I mentioned before. So Brazil has 5. Argentina 2 and Uruguay 2, that's 9. And Italy, Germany 4 plus 3. And then France, England, and Spain 1 each. So that's 10 titles in Europe and 9 titles for South America. So again, we can have a tie here next time. Yes, next this year. Another thing is that in this World Cup, they will be using for the first time the goal line technology, which can, can help the referees decide if it was really a goal or not. And also the vanishing spray. Yes, the vanishing spray has already been tested. It's a water-based spray which disappears in a minute after use. It's going to be used to mark where the defending team has to stand during a free kick. So now over to you. Who do you think is going to win the World Cup this year? What are the strongest national teams in your opinion? So who stands a chance? I would be happy to hear your comments. You can email me at info@followenglish.com.br. You can also visit the webpage for this podcast, which is at pod.followenglish.com.br. You can also subscribe. Now the podcast is also available on iTunes, so you can download the podcast app, and then just look for Follow English all together in one word, and you should be able to find us. You can also subscribe through Stitcher, so www.stitcher.com, and look for Follow English. You will also find us. And well, thank you very much for listening. I'll see you next time. Bye.